This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. Hourly update. Breaking crime news now.
Charges filed after a North Carolina man mauled dead by a pack of 17 dogs. And now the dog's owner facing murder charges and animal abuse charges as well. Michael Bodenheimer, 78, in his front yard, dead. Police allege Elena Bryant, 56, the owner of the 17 dogs, was grossly negligent in the care and control of the animals, resulting in a mauling death.
I'm Sydney Sumner. Michael Bodenheimer was found lying in his front yard in Thomasville, North Carolina, having sustained severe injuries beyond the possibility of life-saving intervention. Responding authorities said it appeared Bodenheimer was attacked by multiple canines, the theory later confirmed by an autopsy. It wasn't long after Bodenheimer was discovered dead that officers found a large pack of dogs at a neighboring property, 17 to be exact. The mixed-breed bully dogs, many of which still had bloodstains on their fur, were picked up by Davidson County Animal Control and euthanized. Necropsies were performed by a local veterinarian who determined the dogs were involved in the attack on Mr. Bodenheimer. The dog's owner was identified as Elena Bryant, 56. Nearly a month after Bodenheimer's death, a grand jury determined police had enough evidence of Bryant's negligence that she could be charged with second-degree murder. Bryant is also facing 10 counts of felony animal abuse. Neighbors say this is far from the first time Bryant's dogs have wandered the neighborhood, but they never expected the negligence would lead to a human fatality.
Them being out and doing what they did to Mike, not the first time they've been roaming. It's the first time it caused fatality in a human.
The Bodenheimer family is now focused on honoring the memory of their brother, husband, father, and grandfather. Michael Bodenheimer retired after 35 years with Duke Energy and continued to serve his community as a volunteer firefighter, disaster first responder, and regular driver with Meals on Wheels. They released a statement that reads in part, "Our family is heartbroken by the loss of our father. He was deeply loved, and his absence has left a pain that words cannot fully express. We are aware that charges have been filed in connection with his death. At this time, we ask for privacy as we continue to grieve and support one another. We appreciate the support, prayers, and kindness that have been extended to our family during this incredibly difficult time." Bryant is now being held on a $500,000 bond at the Davidson County Detention Center and will be back in court on Monday. A Pennsylvania man was arrested Wednesday after he allegedly tried to solicit a 15-year-old girl for sex. The Logan Township Police Department says the girl was actually a decoy working with 814 Pred Hunters, and the group contacted them about the communications between the decoy and 66-year-old Russell Howard Temple. Detectives worked with the decoy to set up a meeting with Temple at the Logan Valley Mall and arrested him when he arrived. Temple has been charged with attempted statutory sexual assault, attempted involuntary deviant sexual intercourse, attempted aggravated indecent assault, corruption of minors, criminal use of a communication facility, and unlawful contact with a minor. Temple was given a $250,000 bail and remains behind bars at the Blair County Prison. More crime and justice news after this. An Indiana police officer was arrested Wednesday night on a domestic battery charge. An arrest report says Ryan Miller, 32, allegedly assaulted a pregnant family member. Miller is a corporal in the Chesterton Police Department who received an exceptional service award just last month for rendering first aid to a man with a severe cut on his arm in June. Miller was arrested in the town of Portage, and Chesterton Police Chief Tim Richardson said that the suspect has been on administrative leave since early December. He declined to say why he was on leave, citing the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. As for Miller's arrest, Richardson said he had not yet read reports from Portage Police and couldn't comment. Chesterton Town Council President Erin Collins did comment in a statement posted on the town's Facebook page. She wrote, "The town of Chesterton has been made aware of the arrest of a Chesterton Police Department officer on allegations of domestic battery. Allegations of this nature are taken extremely seriously. Conduct that endangers others or undermines public trust is not tolerated by the town of Chesterton or the Chesterton Police Department." Collins said the allegations would be thoroughly investigated by internal and judicial processes, including the town's Board of Police Commissioners. The identity of the pregnant family member is not yet known. A lawsuit filed in October accuses Miller of negligence when he rear-ended a motorcyclist in his police cruiser in September 2024. The town is also named a defendant in the lawsuit. An Arkansas woman has been charged with capital murder after an 8-month-old boy reportedly died in her care on Tuesday. Erin Sauls, 23, had been running a daycare out of her Little Rock home when Elijah Flowerday was found unresponsive and ultimately pronounced dead. Elijah sustained multiple brain bleeds and a brain fracture, which Sauls apparently confessed to causing when she revealed she struck his head against a hardwood floor 3 times. Sauls allegedly said she injured the infant because she had a headache and was frustrated while changing his diaper. Elijah became hot and sweaty after being injured. Sauls reportedly gave him a bottle in hopes he would feel better, but she found him not breathing 15 minutes later. A doctor told police that they believed Elijah suffered the fatal injuries after he was dropped off with Sauls. Sauls, who is charged with capital murder, was ordered on Wednesday to remain jailed without bond. She is due back in court on January 13th. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.